typical of Victor Von Doom to build a 30-foot statue of himself.
Well, it's obviously aimed at first-time visitors to create feelings of smallness and inadequacy.
Good thing it ain't working.
Reed, what are we doing here? This guy's fast food strip mall science.
This wasn't our first stop, in case you forgot. Besides, Victor's not that bad. He's just a little larger than life. My research suggests that exposure to a high-energy cosmic storm, born on solar winds, might have triggered the evolution of early planetary life. In 6 weeks, another cloud with the same elemental profile will pass Earth's orbit. A study conducted in space could fundamentally advance our knowledge about the structure of the human genome, cure countless diseases, extend human life, give kids a chance to live longer, stronger, healthier.
Turn it off. Please.
I don't think I've explained my proposal fully.
No, I think you have. Same old Reed, always stretching, reaching for the stars with the weight of the world on his back. But dreams don't pay the bills, do they?
You remember when we were in school, we talked about working together. Well, that's what I was about to explain. The storm is deadly, but the shields on your station's control room are designed to protect any occupants inside.
So it's not just my money you want. It's my toys. Tell me, if NASA doesn't trust you, then why should I?
That's my job.
To stay a step ahead. To know what other men don't.
I can't take this.
Ben, this is business. Just work.
He's right, Ben. It is just business.
I think you both know my director of genetic research, Susan Storm.
One more thing he's got. Hey, Susie.
Hey. Oh, it's so nice to see you. How's Debbie?
Great.
How have you been?
Never better.
This isn't going to be a problem, is it?
Oh, not at all.
Good. Then you are just in time to hear the great Reed Richards ask me for help. You know, you made a lot of folks at MIT feel like a junior high science fair, so you'll excuse me if I say for the moment.
You back this mission. And I'll sign over a fair percentage of any applications.
Number 75. And its applications and patents.
What about his firstborn?
Ben.
Come on. 25% of a billion is enough to keep the lights on for a while, isn't it? Maybe even pay off your fourth mortgage on the Baxter building. Deal? Well, then. To our future. Together. It's funny how things turn out, isn't it?
Hilarious.
I know about NASA. Maybe he made the call to shut us down.
Ben, think about all the people we can help if this works. Huh? Look, we got what we wanted. That's enough. A few days in space. It'll be great. What's the worst that can happen?
Reed's right. This little trick would double our stock offerings.
And if he's not?
Reed's always right. Good thing he doesn't always know what he's got.
Reed, you should know those solar winds have been picking up speed.
Well, I factored them into my coordinates.
Right. Of course you did. In theory. It's a little different when you're out there.
I can assure you I factored...
When are we leaving?
I'll be scheduling the launch, so you can call me in the morning for resources and crew.
I think I remember the number.
It's been changed.
As far as crew, I was hoping Ben could pilot the mission.
We already have a pilot on our payroll, but you're welcome to ride shotgun. Remember my brother Johnny?
I'm not do it.
External SRBs, orbital system engines. It's just like the shuttle
you
flew.
No, I cannot take orders from the underwear model.
Oh, come on now.
That wing nut washed out of NASA for sneaking two Victoria's Secret wannabes into a flight simulator.
Youthful high spirits.
They crashed it into a wall. A flight simulator.
When have I ever asked you to do something you absolutely said you could not do?
5 times.
I had it at 4.
Well, this makes 5.
Sierra Debs.
Captain on the bridge! Digital camera, $254. Memory stick, $59.
The look on your hard-ass former CEO's face when he finds out he's your junior officer. Priceless. Thank you. Sweet.
I can handle the ship. I can even handle Mr. Blonde Ambition. I don't know whether I should be flying or doing Swan Lake in these suits. I mean, who the hell came up with these?
Victor did. The synthetics act as a second skin, adapting to your body's individual needs.
See, now that means it keeps the hot stuff hot and it keeps the cool stuff cool.
Wow. Fantastic. Material made from self-regulating unstable molecules. I've been working on a formula for this.
Great minds think alike. Here you go, Ben.
Thanks, Reedy.
Reed?
ETA until cosmic event. 9 hours.
If you're good, maybe next time Daddy will let you drive.
You keep talking and there won't be a next time.
Long way from the projection booth at the Hayden Planetarium, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We can monitor the cloud's approach and observe the test from here.
Is it safe?
The shields on the station should protect us.
Should?
What's the matter, Ben? Getting paranoid in your old age?
Let's start loading those samples. Get your suit ready, Ben.
So I see you're still doing all the heavy lifting. Maybe you should have stayed in the lab. Field work never suited you.
He does the talking. I do the walking. Got it?
So take a walk, Ben. Actually, if you'll all excuse me, I need to borrow Susan, for a moment.
Sure.
Please tell me your guy's not trying to rekindle things with my sister again.
Of course not. Strictly business.
Yes, well, his eyes say differently, don't they?
Hey, 2 hearts got busted last time. Maybe she's not over it either.
Wow, Dr. Phil, that's deep. Let's think about that. You got Victor, more money than God, stud of the year. And you got Reed, world's dumbest smart guy, worth less than a postage stamp. That's a real toss-up.
Don't trouble your tiny little mind.
Don't wander off now, boy.
Securing airlock failure.
Surprised I agreed to Reed's proposal?
I understand the business reasons.
Well, when you're looking at your future, it doesn't hurt to find closure about the past.
Susan, every man dreams he'll meet a woman he can give the world to. In my case, it's not just a metaphor.
Opening viewing station, Shield. Event threshold in T-minus 9 minutes, 47 seconds.
That's impossible. It should be 7 hours.
We've been together 2 years now.
It's been a good 2 years, Victor. The company's accomplished so much.
Right, of course, the company. But you see, I've come to realize that all the accomplishments in the world mean nothing without someone to share them with. I've lived my life unafraid of taking big steps. Now it's time to take the biggest step of all.
Victor.
If it helps, think of this as a promotion.
Victor,
I have 4 words. 4 little words that can change our lives forever.
The cloud is accelerating. We've got minutes until it hits, not hours. Victor, that storm is deadly. We need to abort.
Get a grip, Reed. We didn't come all this way to lose our nerve at the first glitch. Just close the shields.
Ben is still out there.
So reel him in. We came here to do a job. So let's do it. Quickly.
Victor, Reed's right. We have less than 6 minutes.
Ben, you need to get inside now.
What's going on?
I ain't done arranging your flowers yet, Egghead.
Ben, turn around.
Guys, I'm not gonna make it.
Ben, you gotta jump. It's the only way.
What are you doing?
Closing the shields.
You can't just leave them out there.
Watch me.
You can't help them any more than I can.
I can try.
Johnny, get ready to close the portal.
Rise and shine, big boy. How you feeling?
Where am I?
Back on Earth. We're in quarantine. Victor's medical facility.
Reed? Sue?
Oh, they're fine. Everybody else is fine.
What's wrong with me?
I swear to you, Ben, they've done everything humanly possible. The best plastic surgeons in the world are here, Ben. You had the best.
Give me that mirror.
I don't know if that's a good idea. They said the shock alone...
I said, give me that goddamn mirror!
Ben, just be strong. Unfortunately, the doctors just couldn't do anything to fix your face.
Hey, nice stew. I'm liking the grandpa look.
What? How's she doing?
Stable, and her vitals are strong.
Blood panels show no irradiation. Good. You'll step up this protocol
every 4 hours, yes. We know what we're doing. Another day of observation, and you're all clear.
Oh, she's allergic to orchids.
Put the sunflowers by her bed. They're her favorites.
Bank would like to congratulate you. I'm the fastest free fall since the Depression. We can't even give your stock away.
You know I can turn this around?
Well, you're going to have to, Victor, or we pull out. You have a week.
You're enjoying this, aren't you, Ned?
One week.
We're going.
I don't know if we've noticed, but the sickest runs this side of the Alps are right outside that window.
Yeah, I've noticed. But there are rules here. You can't leave until we finish.
Until we finish the test. I know I've never been good with rules. You let me know how those come out. Do you want to help me with the zipper?
You know, this is not a ski resort.
Not yet. Luckily, Grandma still sends care packages, though. You know, it's amazing. For an 80-year-old woman, you'd be surprised.
You are trouble.
Trouble is my middle name.
Oh, you're hot.
Why, thank you. So are you. And I'm not afraid to cry.
No, I mean, you feel a little feverish.
Well, I've never felt better in my life. My God, you smell good. Listen,
when do you get off work? 4, but
I... Tell you what. You meet me at 4:01 at the top of the mountain. I'll give you a minute to freshen up. This is yours. Oh, that's mine. Where's this?
How long was I out?
Hey, 3 days. Man, I was worried about you.
How are you feeling?
Solid. It was a close one, though, huh?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know. I really don't know. I've been going over the figures again and again, and they all add up. I just don't understand. Maybe I should have aborted
you. Reed, it was a freak of nature. You couldn't have possibly predicted it. Let it go. You know, you live through something like this, it really makes you appreciate having the right woman in your life.
Yeah, you and Debbie are perfect.
I'm not talking about Debbie.
What? Come on. She's got a good thing with Victor. He's smart, he's powerful, he's successful.
Well, maybe you should date him then.
Ben, she ended up with the right guy. Things worked out for the best.
Do I have to do everything myself?
Join me?
I can only stay for one drink, because I have to meet Victor.
Oh, wouldn't want to keep Vic waiting. Reed, what are you doing here?
I thought...
Great! Maybe you can join us.
How's the IPO now?
It's fallen. We're looking at low 20s. It's a good number, considering the fallout from
Reed's disaster. Get me on EM shows. Larry King, cover of the Journal. I have to do something about this scar. Make sure they only shoot me from my left side.
Actually, the scar's tracking well. People seem to think it humanizes you.
And that's a good thing?
You know, maybe you should get some rest.
Later. First, I have some unfinished business. A deal that needs closing.
Sir, I have always wondered, why Sue? You could have any other woman in the world.
That's why. Because I could have any other woman.
Wow.
You all right?
Bad shrimp. I think I better go lie down. Excuse me.
Oh, God. Oh.
So you're feeling better?
Yes. Thank you.
Good. That's, good.
You always had a way with words. Well, I should be going. Because, I have to meet Victor.
I'm really happy for you and Victor.
You're really happy for me and Victor?
I can tell you guys are enjoying what was the best part of our relationship.
Which was?
Passion. For science.
You're such a dork, Reed. You never got it. And you never will.
Well, what did I say?
Unless it's explained to you in quantum physics.
I just wanted to let you know that I was...
It's been 2 years and all you can say is that you're happy for me and some other guy? Victor may be a lot of things. But at least he's not afraid to fight for what he wants. It's nice to be wanted sometimes, Reed. To be seen and heard. Look at me.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Look at me!
Sue, look at your hands. Explain this.
Our DNA.
Let's not jump to conclusions. We need a massive amount of evidence before making that leap.
Whoa! Guys! Look.
Now picture that. But everywhere. It was everywhere. What? Cloud has fundamentally altered our DNA.
Cool! And you know what, guys? I think I was flying.
We need to find Ben.
Get it out, Johnny.
You've been banging.
Johnny.
Hey, Ben. It's Reed.
Stop.
All right.
All right?
Yes.
God.
God.
What's wrong with you?
What?
You know the code?
Doors? Anybody? Give me that thing.
That's gross.
Ben?
Look. What is it?
What's going on? What happened in here?
Victor, are you feeling all right?
I'm fine. Just a few scrapes, that's all.
Ben did this. He's had some kind of reaction to exposure from the cloud.
We all have, different symptoms.
Symptoms?
Victor, I should have...
Just find him.
Anybody got any ideas where the big guy's going?
He's going home.
Too.
Ben? Where are you?
I'm over here. Don't come any closer for a sec, okay? It's gonna be a bit of a shock.
Honey, what's going on?
Debs, remember when we used to say, together forever, no matter what?
Yeah. Maybe you're scaring me. Oh, my God.
Deb, it's me. It's still me. It was the accident. Let me explain.
No, don't touch me!
Deb! Days in space. It'll be great. What's the worst that could happen? Hey, little guy. You're not afraid of me, are you? Perfect. Thanks. Hey! You think you got problems? You take a good look, pal. How bad could it be, right? I don't think you... Okay, pal. Take it easy. No. Don't go off there.
Hey, what?
I said start. You okay? No. Come close. That's fine. Come closer. I said stop. No. Pete! Sir.
Stuck. So, your clothes. Lose them.
Oh, right.
This is so lonely.
Wow, you've been working out.
Shut up.
All right, freeze! Now, just put the man in the seat down. Do it!
Any more great ideas? Why don't you strip down and have 100 people stare at you?
Sue.
What? Oh.
I'm gonna need therapy.
Hey, come on, let's get out of here.
Back away from him. And, I want you to put your hands on your head.
Is that a 54 broken scene?
Still can't believe you made me do that.
We got through, didn't we? Just fine, Ben.
Thank you.
I got you.
I swear to you, I will do everything in my power until there is not a breath left in me. You're gonna be Ben again.
Told you I felt fine.
Where are your ears?
There's some folks outside that want to talk to you.
I'm not going public with this. We're scientists, not celebrities.
It's too late, son. Look.
When a New York Fire Department ladder truck became part of the tragedy. But the rescue itself is not the story. One of the four stretched to an amazing length.
That's what they're calling
it.
The Fantastic Four.
Cool.
No, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going to go talk to him.
No. We should think this through.
That's great. Brainstorm.
Where is
he? Get back here right now. Johnny!
Get there!
You believe this?
Which one of you is the leader?
That would be me.
No, seriously. Okay, son. You're on.
During our recent mission to the Von Doom space station, we were exposed to as yet unidentified radioactive energy.
What happened on the bridge?
Who are you stressed?
Are you really on fire?
If it's true, you can fly.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's actually really difficult.
Actually, we do not know much more than you do at this point.
Sir, Larry King just canceled. Apparently, there's a bigger story.
Davis, actually, here they come now. You had to see it to believe it, folks. The man named the Fantastic Four.
We will be going directly to our lab to diagnose our symptoms.
Symptoms?
Is this some kind of disease?
No. It's not a disease. Symptoms. If having special powers is a disease, then yeah, we got it back.
Jimmy, that thing doesn't look so fantastic.
Ben Grimm is a genuine American hero.
What he means
Please.
Is every team needs a mascot. A new day is dawning. The day of the Fantastic Four.
Look, we went up to space to find a way to understand DNA, cure disease, save lives. Well, now it's our DNA, our disease, our lives on the line. Thank you. No more questions.
This is how you turn things around? These freaks on the front page, your companies in the obituaries.
I was planning to use the publicity.
The board's in agreement. The bank's lost enough already.
Wait a minute.
It's too late, Victor.
Do you know how much money I've invested in this company?
Victor, stop. This isn't a negotiation, it's a notification. We're pulling out.
Drugs.
Welcome back to the Baxter, Dr. Richards. I've got the usual for you. Good to have you back, sir.
Thanks, Billy. We had a tough year.
Yeah, like 9 straight.
Either we're moving really fast or not at all.
I'll take the stairs.
How come Ben can't turn it on and off like we can?
That's what we're here to find out.
I mean, if it happened to him...
What? You mean like we won't be able to turn it off either? That would save time.
You don't really want to walk around on fire for the rest of your life, do you?
Is that a trick question?
Grow up.
Come on. I'm the only guy who thinks this is cool.
We should stay here until we can define the extent of our changes. And figure out how to reverse them.
Whoa.
Believe it or not, he lives here.
But I have to warn you, it's going to be a little crowded in some areas. So, what do you think?
I don't know, Reed. I think you might be bringing your work home with you.
Come on. Let me show you guys where we'll be staying.
Busy guy.
Mr. Bondu, would you like to comment on the recent failure of your IPO?
What about the rumors of a takeover?
Right here.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to call.
Please. No apologies. I've arranged for your things to be moved to one of my condos. You'll have round-the-clock care.
Thank you. It's very generous of you. But I think I should stay here with my brother. Until we get a handle on things.
Susan, I think you should let my doctors have a look at you.
Victor. What are you doing here?
I'm starting to wonder the same thing. How much do you know about what happened to you?
Not much. We need to run tests to see the extent of the damage.
Well, you let me know what I can do. We're all in this together now.
Victor, wait. I just wanted to say I'm sorry the mission didn't go as planned.
Didn't go as planned? It was a catastrophe. You ruined the lives of 4 people.
With all due respect, we're both to blame. I told you to abort.
Abort? I put my company, my name, billions of dollars on the line. I will not let you make me look like a fool.
Victor, if we could understand...
I don't want to understand it! This isn't one of your science projects. I just want to fix it. Fast.
Is there a problem?
No. No problem, Ben. Just pay your damn electric bill and get to work on finding a cure.
Going to identify the source of the mutation. We need to isolate your recombinant DNA so we can activate positional genomes.
Huh? We have to do physical in order to see what got zapped.
Oh, why didn't you just say so?
His internal organs are completely solid.
How bad is it? You know, I used to smoke.
It's not invisibility per se. You should be able to bend light around other objects, even people. If you could control your emotional state better.
Excuse me?
I'm saying if you had a little more self-control, you could locate the trigger. Can you remember your exact emotions on the bridge?
Anger. Rage. Frustration.
Okay, is there any way to duplicate that feeling? Some memory or...
I'm sure I can come up with something.
You feel anything?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny, back it down.
I can go harder!
Johnny, just back it down. Johnny, you were at 4,000 Kelvin. Any hotter and you're approaching supernova.
Sweet!
No, not sweet. That's the temperature of the sun.
Not only could you kill yourself, but you could set fire to Earth's atmosphere and destroy all human life as we know it.
Got it. Supernova. Bad.
How's that coming?
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
You sure?
Yep.
I, probably thought that was some form of latent hostility.
What in the world gave me that idea? I mean, you broke up with me, right?
Are you kidding?
No. I distinctly remember you walked out my door, ergo...
I was ready for the next step. You weren't. Ergo, I walked.
I think it was a little bit more complicated than that.
I just wanted to share an apartment. What was so complicated about that?
There were a lot of variables to consider.
No, there weren't. There was you and me. There were no variables, no math. It was actually the simplest thing in the world. But like always, Reed, your head got in the way.
No, it didn't.
Then what was it? Did you feel anything when I left? Do you feel anything right now?
Hey, guys! I think we have a serious problem.
So what's the prognosis?
Your tissue, your organs, your entire biophysical structure is changing. Every system is still functioning somehow.
That's changing into?
I don't really know. Some kind of... organic metallic alloy. Stronger than titanium or carbon steel, harder than diamonds.
Like the shields Reed said would protect us. How long?
At this rate, the infection could be complete in 2, maybe 3 weeks.
What do you mean, complete?
I wish I could tell you. I can't pretend to know what we're dealing with here. I'll have to notify the CDC.
What?
Center for Disease Control.
I know what it is.
If this thing is contagious, we may have a big problem on our hands. Talking about an epidemic here.
Look at me. I have a life in the face of a billion-dollar company. We need to keep this confidential.
Victor, this disease is progressive, degenerative. I have to notify someone.
That's terrible news.
I'll get a second opinion.
Our uniforms were exposed to the storm, like us, so they can transform like us. Becoming invisible, changing size on demand, or remaining impervious to flame.
You guys look like an 80s rock band.
You know, Ben, this material stretches. I'm sure I can figure out a way to make it fit.
I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that.
I love these costumes. They're missing something, though, right? It's like spikes.
They're not costumes.
You can't use your powers in public, Johnny.
You guys are worse than NASA.
Johnny!
Maybe it's missing a utility belt.
There you go, Mr. Chase. Can I help you, buddy? This is Storm. It's the Invisible Woman.
Right. Storm, thank you. Look, my kid. I love you. I love that field thing you did. I can't believe I'm doing this again.
Here, let's make this quick. I got a lot of places to go today. Oh, wait. I don't go anywhere.
Johnny, it's imperative that we stay inside for the foreseeable future.
I know, Lisa. When you said that last time, my brain hurt a week.
Johnny, it's too dangerous for you to be in public.
You've been saying that for years.
What worries me is that our powers are evolving.
I know. I am so close to flying, guys, I can taste it.
You can't fly.
Yet.
Johnny, can you put that napkin out?
Oh, Jesus.
So what's going on, Reed? How are you going to cure us?
I'm going to build a machine to recreate the storm. The cosmic rays will travel from this generator to this chamber.
What, no pop-ups?
If I can reverse the wave signal...
It'll return us back to normal.
Huh. Right, but what are the risks?
Even a small miscalculation could increase our symptoms exponentially, or perhaps even kill us.
Now, dying. That's bad, right? I say we just let sleeping dogs lie, guys.
So how long till this contraption's up and running?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
How long, Reed?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't want this to get worse.
Worse than that?
Guys, look, we're going to be stuck here for a while, so let's just try and get along.
Sorry.
today as Ned Cecil announced that his group of investors would seek to gain control of Mr. Bondu's numerous technology companies. Earlier, the IPO was pulled from the market after the steady decline of its projected opening price. Bondu Industries was never able to overcome the negative publicity.
Lights, huh? About the IPO. No hard feelings, right? Nothing personal. You know, you could always move back to Latveria. Start fresh. Maybe that's where you belong. The old country.
Nothing personal, Ned. But I'm not going anywhere.
Uniform.
Honey, I've got to ask you.
about this outfit.
Yeah, it's sort of Armani meets astronaut.
So what are your superhero names?
They call me the Human Torch.
Ladies call me Torch.
What about the rest of the team?
That's the Invisible Girl.
What about your leader, Reed Richards? I hear you call him Mr. Fantastic.
Reader. Could have been worse,
I guess.
Is it true what they say about him, that he can expand any part of his anatomy?
Well, I've always found him to be a little limp.
What is that? What do you call that thing?
That's it.
The thing. Yeah, you think this is bad, you should have seen him before.
Okay. Now I'm gonna go kill him.
There he is. Johnny.
Can we talk about this later,
no,
guys?
No, we can't talk about this later. We can't.
We can get this at home.
What are you doing?
Where's my ride?
It's totally... Oh.
You think that's funny, Pebbles?
Josh,
what?
You gave us names? You don't think. So now you're the face of the Fantastic Four?
A face that's about to be broken.
Look, this isn't permanent, Johnny. We need to be careful until we're normal again.
What if I don't want to be normal? I didn't turn into a monster.
Funny? Say you're sorry.
Did you just... That's it, Tinkerbell!
No,
Ben. You wanna fly? Ben. Then fly!
Wait a minute, guys! Ben, don't do this!
Let's see if we can get blood from the sun.
Let's see. Bring it, Burnout!
You two need a timeout!
Yeah, talk to Blockhead. He started it!
I don't care! Damn it, Johnny! Ben, wait!
What? You need to control yourself and think before you act.
Yeah, but see, that's your problem. You always think, you never act. What if we got these powers for a reason? What if it's like some higher calling?
A higher calling, like getting girls and making money?
Is there any higher? You know what, Reed? This is who we are. Accept it. Or better yet, enjoy it.
Wait, Ben! Slow down. He didn't mean it. You know Johnny. He's always been a hothead.
It ain't him. It's them! I can't live like this.
Just give Reed a little more time. You know how he works, analyzing every little step before he takes one.
It's easy for you to be patient.
No, it's not! I thought I was done waiting for Reed. But I... We're all in this together, Ben.
Together? Susie, look at me. You got no idea what I'd give to be invisible.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm just going to pick up a few things. Some friends.
This is Ben Grimm here, the first mook from Brooklyn to go into outer space. So pay him some respect.
Just give me the usual and I'm out.
All right.
Make it a double.
Make it a triple. Put it on my tab, Ernie.
You got it, sweetheart.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
until Cape.
There's a guard. He hates me.
She is not so into hate.
You can see me. You wouldn't be saying that.
Then let me see you. Can I? It's okay. Isn't always a bad thing.
Trust me, this ain't one of them times.
Not if you don't want it to be. All right, Ernie, I'm out of here.
I'll take you.
See you later, buddy. I'm Alicia, by the way.
Reed got what he wanted, and everything he wanted, he took from me. Now it's time to take it back. I need to get rid of his bodyguard.
Is the seat taken?
What are you doing here?
I was worried about you.
You're worried about me? That's sweet.
Let me buy you something to eat.
Looks like you can use the company.
Reed.
I was just resting my eyes.
So I see. The new readouts look very promising.
Yeah, not promising enough.
When are the next tests?
I've run out of plants. So I was thinking maybe there's always me.
No. It's too soon. Reed.
I should get back to work.
You need a break.
So not now, please.
Come on, let's go. Remember this place?
Of course. This is where I first asked you out.
I think it was me that asked you.
Right. Well, you can be a little intimidating.
You know, a girl can grow old waiting around for you to take charge.
Well, we can't all be as bold as...
With who? Victor? You know, there is no me in Victor. Never was.
Well, I guess that's what I thought you always wanted. A stronger man.
I did, Reed. But I wanted you to be that man.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I guess it kind of would have defeated the purpose. But I'm saying it now. So take charge.
That's not fair.
Change that much for Reed, Sue, or Johnny. At least they can still go out in public, but for you...
If you're trying to cheer me up, you're doing a hell of a job. You know what I mean, Scarface?
I'm just saying, I know what it's like to lose something that you love, to see it slip away and know it's never coming back.
Look, Reed is gonna fix me up, okay?
For your sake, I hope you're right. Look, he's a brilliant man. We should all trust that he's working as hard as he can. You're his best friend. So what possible reason could he have for taking his time? I mean, other than spending more time with Sue.
Wow, I had no idea.
It's true.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
Dan.
Oh. So you remember my name now, do you? Well, do you also remember what you swore to do with every breath in your body?
We're working as hard as we can.
Yeah, I can tell. Victor was right.
Victor? Ben, I don't know if this thing will change us back or make us worse. I need you to be patient for a little while longer.
Reed! Look at me!
I am looking! That's why I can't make a mistake. I've got to get it right, and it's not right yet. We need to test
it. I spent my whole life protecting you! And for what? So you can play Twister with your girlfriend while I'm the freak of the wheel?
Ben, stop it!
You stay out of this, Susie!
Stop it or I will.
Get off me, rubber boy!
Stop. You're not Mom. Don't talk to me like I'm a little boy, okay?
Maybe I would if you stopped acting like one. Do you even hear yourself? Who do you think you are?
Why is everyone on my ass? If you guys are jealous, that's fine. I didn't expect it to come from you, though.
You really think those people out there care about you? You're just a fad to them, Johnny.
Let's try something new. You live your life, I'll live mine. Sound good? Oh, and just for the record, they love me.
Thank you.
I need more power to control the storm.
More power?
You need a doctor.
Me. Leonard, bring Ben Grimm to the Baxter building.
Ben, come in.
What is this? Where's Reed?
Where do you think? With Sue.
I'll take it from here, Leonard.
Yes, sir.
What do you want, Jeff?
To help you. The machine is ready.
But Reed said it wouldn't.
He also said we'd avoid that storm in space, but we all know how that turned out.
He couldn't generate enough power for the machine to reach critical mass.
Yet another mistake for Mr. Fantastic.
And you can?
Yes. Tell me. Do you want to be Ben Grimm again? Thought I was safe behind those shields.
Oh my God. The machine worked for me. It can work for you too.
Oh, it did, Ben. It worked perfectly.
You planned this.
I've always wanted power. Now I have an unlimited supply.
And no thing to stand in your way.
Take a good look, Ben. This is what a man looks like who embraces his destiny. One down, three to go.
Vic?
Right on cue.
Ben? What did you do?
Exactly what I said I would. I built a better, stronger being and outsmarted the great Reed Richards.
If you've exposed yourself to the storm, you're endangering your life. You need help.
You always know best. So tell me, what happens when you superheat rubber?
Thank you.
Von Doom, are you okay?
Never better, Jimmy.
Why the long face? Let's talk in my office.
Used it on himself. He was affected by the cloud like us.
Where's Reed?
Vic must have taken him.
Dr. Richards, allow me to begin your lesson. Chemistry 101. What happens to rubber when it's super cooled? Give up? That's not like you, Reed. After all, we're both doctors.
Painful? You don't know the meaning of the word.
Just a little something from our defense contracts.
Let's check in on the rest of the family,
shall we?
Oh, no.
We gotta get out of here.
I got an idea.
Don't even think about it.
Never do.
What are you doing? Johnny, no!
We have to help Reed.
It's too dangerous for you now. You have to stay here.
What do I do?
Victor, please.
Call me Doom.
The machine works. It worked on Ben. It can work on you. We can turn you back.
Do you really think fate turned us into gods so we could refuse these gifts?
Victor, you always thought you were a god. Now back off.
Susan, let's not fight.
No, let's.
Susan, let's fire. To think, I was about to share my life with you. Marco. Polo. Marco.
Say goodbye to your brother, Johnny.
It's time to end this.
No, Vic. It's clobbering time. Damn, I've been waiting to do that. Susie, you okay? Victor ain't that bad, huh? He's just a little larger than life, right? Maybe next time you'll listen to me before...
Ben!
I'll be right with you. Hello, Susan. You three are pathetic.
You miss me. Had a little relapse, huh? Welcome back.
This is going to be fun.
Lame on, kid.
best you can do. A little heat.
Time for your lesson. Chem 101. What happens when you rapidly cool hot metal? Ben! You okay?
Yeah.
Man, I love this job.
Job, huh?
Well, we do have the suits. Much.
Cheers.
Oh. I need names and shots.
Bartender!
Custom made, 36 quadruple E.
Well, look, I've been crunching the numbers on the machine, and I think if I can rework the power
system. Forget about it, Eckhart. I'm good as is.
Better than good, baby.
I just need to work on your touch.
Like the sound of that.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I found a broken gasket from space.
A gasket? Reed, come on, we're at a party.
And if one of us were to wear it...
Thinking. No more variables. Sue Storm, will you marry me?
About the way I look.
Hey, call me Mr. Sensitivity.
Okay.
Wide load coming through. Everybody move. He's huge.
Yeah. Come here, Mr. Sensitive.
I'm on.
Show up.
Should be about 12 days.
Oh, come on, what's wrong with this thing?
You
in her corner, singing herself to sleep. Just diaries of empty pages, feeling gone astray. But she will sing.